More than 5 million people rely on the Ohio River for drinking water, but it's a working river, lined with coal-fired power plants and other industries. Orsenco is a multi-state commission representing 8 states, including Pennsylvania, and it's responsible for setting pollution standards along the Ohio, like how much sewage and industrial waste can be dumped into the river. But at a recent meeting, a preliminary vote by Orsenco members indicates the commission might be stepping out of that regulatory role. James Bruggers is a reporter covering this issue for Inside Climate News. That's a not-for-profit, nonpartisan news organization covering energy and the environment. Before that, he worked at Louisville's Courier-Journal, where he covered these topics for more than 18 years. James, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you.
First, what's Orsenco's role and where does it get its power and authority?
Well, Orsenco is was formed back in the 1940s when 8 states got together and signed a compact. So the authority comes from the compact, an agreement with these states. At the time, the Ohio River was really little more than an open sewer with, you know, essentially untreated sewage going in, plus all kinds of industrial pollution as well. And so this was well before the EPA was formed and the Clean Water Act was passed in the, you know, the early 1970s. And it's been credited with really helping to bring about water quality improvements to the Ohio River.
So as regards this preliminary vote, why would Orsenco cede its power to set pollution standards?
The argument that has been used by the industries that have supported this is that there's a redundancy, that there's too many levels of bureaucracy, and they think that it would be simpler, easier, and more effective if they simply relied on the states using guidance from the US EPA. Orsenco doesn't actually enforce themselves. They rely on states to do the enforcement. They don't have, you know, a water pollution police force, for example. But Orsenco actually has authority to pass standards that are more stringent than the US EPA. And it has done that in some cases.
Could you give an example of that?
I can tell you that a study found by Orsenco found that there were 188 incidences in which Orsenco had set standards for a pollutant that neither a member state nor the EPA had set a standard for. And there were some 252 incidents where Orsenco standards were at least 10% more stringent than those of the member states or the EPA. One of them was arsenic, which can be found in waste from the burning of coal and is also known to cause cancer. But one of the arguments in this particular case that environmental groups made was that the value of having an independent commission like Orsenco to be able to act on pollution issues when the federal government does not, it gives regional voice and power to, you know, the regulatory process. So regional flexibility. So that, you know, that regional flexibility, that regional authority would go away, and we would be reliant on the EPA. Now, on the other hand, the Clean Water Act does not go away. So, you know, ultimately, whatever's done would have to comply with the Clean Water Act. But then, you know, the EPA, you know, would have a big say in kind of what that means.
So if Orsenco were to give up this power to set pollution standards, how would it use its resources? What would its role be then?
Orsenco does research and they do monitoring. Those issues are pretty important and the states do rely on them. I recall a couple of years ago, there was a big spill in West Virginia and that sent a slug of a big plume of pollution down the river, and it affected drinking water treatment as it moved along the river, at least as far down as Louisville, where I'm at, which is quite a ways. And so Orsenco, anytime there's a spill, they're out there on the river trying to map the plume. They work with their partners in the states and in some cases drinking water utilities, and they're out there trying to identify the concentration of the plume, the extent of the plume, how fast it's moving, so that when it comes to a drinking water utility intake, then that drinking water utility can know, you know, how to treat it. And so that's a very big function of them. And they do have a monitoring network that is designed to detect different types of pollutants in the river. So that is a way to help identify when there are spills, because sometimes they're not always reported right away. And they also do some research. In fact, a couple of years ago, one of the studies they did found that the it wasn't a very heavy-duty study, but they took pollution discharge information from 600 different industrial plants that are located along the river. And they were able to conclude that the Ohio River actually receives more pollution from industrial sites than any other river in the country.
This is a preliminary vote. The final vote may come as soon as this fall.
That's the plan. And between now and the fall, I'm told that the Orsenco staff promises to do some webinars so the public can learn more about what the proposal is. And there'll be a public comment period, and there'll be at least one public hearing. One other thing I might like to add is, you know, politics can change and pendulums can swing back and forth. And one of the things that the regional authority, hypothetically or ideally, it served as a potentially moderating force for the kind of political swings that might happen from year to year and from state to state. It is interesting, during the meeting that was held here last week, some critics of the proposal had articulated a concern that this could actually end up pitting states against states. So that'll be an interesting thing to watch as well if this goes through, is say you have a state that's really concerned about a particular pollutant that's downstream from another state that's not so concerned about that pollutant. But, you know, the river knows no political boundaries, and so this would perhaps, if they go through with this, would eliminate that flexibility that the commission could have to have a forum, a regional forum, to discuss and take action on, you know, those problems. They'll still get together and meet, and they can talk about things, but, you know, it does eliminate that ability to be able to maybe rise above the political vagaries of the moment.
Thank you so much for talking with me. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
James Bruggers covers the Southeast for Inside Climate News, and he joined me from Louisville. There's more about Orsenco and the Ohio River. We did a whole series about it called Headwaters. That's at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.